Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the Sleep Deprivation Institute's secret underwater headquarters somewhere off the coast of Iowa, it's the man dedicated to keeping the internet completely wired. This is Which Goes Off with Widget Walls.
Friends are dead. Not what it used to be. Now you'll never have a place like home to rest your head.
Hello, hello, and hello. This is Widget Walls, and you're listening to Widge Goes Off here on QuickStopEntertainment.com. Well, howdy, folks. Sorry it's been a couple of weeks since you've heard from me. I don't know if you're sorry or not. That you can keep amongst yourselves, but basically, just got a little busy and had needed to take some time off to deal with stuff, but we're back now and playing catch-up. The first thing I wanted to talk with you about, since there's a few things, just a few things that have happened since we last talked, is something fascinating and fucking stupid, which generally, don't they all go together when you think about it? But basically, the folks at Universal have decided to turn on Firefly fans, Joss Whedon's series that turned into the film. But basically, what's happened is that Universal enlisted the services of fans to try and push Serenity, the Firefly movie. And now that all of this has happened, they've, and it looks like there's never going to be anything else on it. They're turning around and trying to start legal action against fans, demanding retroactive licensing fees and other bullshit like that. Now, this is what's amusing, is that there is actually, the fans have turned around and have jokingly, it seems to be a joke anyway, invoiced Universal for their services. And they've got a website at browncoatinvoice.com that basically right now, and I'm sure this number will change, but they're currently asking for over 21,000 billable fan hours and $1.6 million in paid for services, basically. So, as usual, I am here to come and tell you that everybody in this equation is wrong. First of all, Firefly, Joss Whedon fans, Browncoats, whatever you want to call yourselves, I hate to say this, but you have vastly overestimated your worth to Universal. I would almost agree with this invoice. I mean, the website makes it clear it's not a real invoice. And it's not like they're trying to actually bill Universal. They're just trying to give perspective. And normally, you know me, I'm all about perspective, right? But here's the thing, is that if I thought that you guys had done $1.6 million worth of work for Universal, I would agree with you. But it's obvious that you didn't. And basically, all you managed to do, Firefly fans, is to get yourselves out to theaters and not anybody else. Because, I hate to say it, but the Serenity trailer was kick-ass, okay? I don't know how anybody wouldn't want to go see that, except that basically, the studios have totally fucked the whole theater experience for everyone, the studios and the theater owners and everyone else. I mean, basically, at this point, you have to have a really damn good reason to go to the cinema, okay, if you have a life at all right? If you're basically, under the age of 18 and you don't have anything else that you can do with your time, and you don't have anywhere that you can go that isn't, under your parents' thumb, then yeah, you're going to go to the cinema. The rest of us, the cinema used to be a big thing with us, and now we're just like, eh. I want to see The Prestige. I've been wanting to see The Prestige for some time. I might see it in the theater, I might not. It doesn't matter at this point. I mean, it'd be nice, but I just know it's going to be out in 2 months on DVD, so what's the point, right? Same thing with Serenity. I wanted to go see Serenity because I saw that trailer. I thought it was a great trailer, but I didn't go see it. Why? It's in the theater. What's the point? It's going to be on DVD soon. I can watch it at home and not have to deal with the litany of things that we've talked about here multiple times, right? Crying babies and cell phones going off and people behaving like assholes and yada, yada, yada. So So there's that. But basically, Brown Coats, all you managed to do was to get your own asses to the theaters, right? You didn't get anybody else excited about this film, or at least not excited enough to go not wait for the DVD. And as far as last I heard, the DVD sales weren't over and above what the series was either. So for all of your vaunted fan hours and your 21,000 fan hours and the $1.6 million, what did you do for Universal? You didn't do shit for Universal. Honestly, you can't open a movie. A fan base, an internet fan base especially, cannot open a movie. It's what we talked about with Snakes on a Plane. Snakes on a Plane, for all of its vaunted buzz, could not open a movie. And that's, I was talking before about, in the 2 weeks since I've talked to you, Borat. Huge buzz. And my understanding is that the studio is basically, they pulled back, they decreased the amount of theaters it was opening in a huge way. I don't remember the full numbers, but they've decreased it by, I want to say like 800 screens or something like that. It's huge. And why? Because they're afraid of a Snakes on a Plane type reaction. You know, all of this buzz, and then you look like a fucking imbecile when it shows up and it doesn't do well in theaters. So, you know, I don't know how it couldn't. It looks fucking ridiculous. And again, it's got huge buzz. But then again, you know, I thought that about Snakes on a Plane. I'm sure you Browncoats thought that about Serenity. I'm sure after the opening weekend, you stood around and looked at each other like, what the fuck happened? And basically, it's a couple of things. It's the fact that the cinema experience, the cinema will never die, okay? They were afraid of that with the VCR. They thought the VCR was going to kill people wanting to go to the cinema, right? Well, that's bullshit. We want to. We are human beings. We, despite sometimes our better judgment, want to go and experience things as a group. We do. It's just in our nature. I'm sure that you have your own stories about things that have happened in the cinema that you just thought was an amazing experience. I'll never forget going to see Aliens in the theater, because that's when, you know, when she came out in the big bulldozer suit and said, "Get away from her, you bitch," the place just blew up. I mean, everybody was just like cheering and like, you know, kick its ass and stuff like that. It was a great experience to be a part of. And that's why I was talking about on, you know, I'm taking time out from my Halloween Film Festival to do this WGO. You're welcome. And so I'm watching like The Mummy, and it's Boris Karloff is the mummy, right? And at the time, it's like 1933, right? So I can't imagine. If you go back and watch the film, there's a close-up on Karloff as the mummy for the first time he opens his eyes. And for us, I'm sure that was nothing, right? I mean, you go back and watch that and you're like, eh, whatever. But can you imagine 1933? That's over 70 years ago, right? Being in a cinema, packed cinema, and seeing that for the first time, you would have shit yourself. Because, the world was a different place then. The cinema experience was a different thing. I would love to be able to go back and sit in a cinema and watch some of these old-time horror movies and just watch people's reactions to things, because we can't really appreciate it these days. I mean, we understand it, but we can't really appreciate it. But so we have this drive to want to go to the cinema. Well, they've made the cinema experience so shitty that it overrides our desire to go see films as a group. And that's sad. And it's obvious that we still want to do it because we'll do it. I mean, look at the phenomenon of guerrilla theater, right? These people with these giant inflatable screens that will just, park it somewhere, blow it up, and project a film onto it, and everybody shows up and watches it, and then disperses, right? Why? Why would you do that? Because we like the experience of cinema. It's just that the cinematic experience, the cinema-going experience, is so shitty. And I think, especially in a place like here in Atlanta, or especially in Los Angeles, you could have an old time something like what is that place in Austin that's got the kick ass place where you can get beer, pizza, and whatever else, and it's just a great time, right? I'm sure they don't have problems bringing people in because it's a good time. You want to go places and have a good time. You don't want to go see a film and have it be shit. So anyway, all of that to say that you can have the best trailer in the world. You can have a great film. I thought Serenity was a great film. Okay, I finally saw it on DVD. I enjoyed it. But, you know, you can have all of that, and yet the need to go see it in the cinema is overridden by the fact that the cinema going experience right now is shit. So all of that to say, Browncoats, you're out of your fucking minds, okay? I'm sorry, but whatever it is that you thought you did for Universal, you didn't, because you didn't do jack shit. Because if you did, the DVD sales would be better, and the box office would have been better. So, I mean, so your invoice is cute and all, but it's absolutely meaningless. And you guys, I mean, fans of anything, okay? Star Trek fans, Star Wars fans, whatever you're a fan of. I mean, I used to be a fan of DC and Marvel, you know what I mean? Whatever you're a fan of, don't confuse yourself and think that you're actually worth money to these people. Because, honestly, they've got you, okay? They don't have to do shit to get you. I mean, the Star Trek fans, you proved it better than anybody because you came out and saw films that your dog wouldn't go see, okay? I mean, just, you watched Enterprise, which, you know, was crap, okay? I mean, you sat through how many seasons of Voyager? Where they were getting chased by aliens who had cauliflowers on their heads and shit. I mean, come on. You've proven the fact that they could put out shit and still get your dollar, okay? So you don't mean shit to them. They've got you. Okay? However, your use to them is in your ability to draw in other people. And if you can't do that, if you can't bring in dollars that they weren't gonna get anyway, you are absolutely useless to them. So don't get confused and think that they need you, okay? Because they've got you, all right? It's not like you're going to stop viewing their films, okay? I mean, finally, the Trek fans got worn down to the point where I think a lot of them just gave the fuck up, right? So I mean, you can push it too far, but it took how many years? How many movies? How many episodes of bad television? So, you know, you can push it too far, but they've got you, and unless you can bring in, like, a bunch of people, convince a bunch of people to come see the films too, then, you know, your supposed billable fan hours are useless. Now, all of that not to say that Universal aren't acting like pricks, because they are. They're acting like giant pricks, okay? But so like I said, everybody's wrong. Universal's wrong for trying to do that and squash what fan base there is remaining. And, I mean, you fans are out of your fucking minds. That's what I don't understand. I don't understand why everything has to be one way or the other. Okay? So what that there's not going to be another television series, right? So what? Okay? So what that there's not going to be another movie? Who the fuck cares? Whedon created this entire universe. I mean, put out a series of novels. Put out a fucking comic book. Put out a series of graphic novels. I don't care. Do radio shows. Do something. Why does it have to be one way or the other? It's like, this blew my mind. I did not know this because I didn't go see the new XXX movie, right? Again, for the same reason. Because XXX, I thought, was a great film. And there's a point to this. I'm going to tie this up. Just hang on a second. But XXX, I thought, was a great movie. I was like, I mean, sure, it had its problems, but it was a better James Bond flick than any of the James Bond flicks that had come around for a long time. I mean, it was just a action-packed, kick-ass movie. And it was kind of like a James Bond for our time type of thing, right? I thought it was fun. So definite matinee material, right? And when they knew they couldn't get Vin Diesel back, apparently there was this thing, this short film on the DVD release of the extended version or whatever, that they killed his character. Why? Why the fuck would you kill his character? What point is that whatsoever? I mean, you never know. They might be able to get him back. You could do an animated series. You could do a series of novels. You could do a comic book. You could do a graphic novel. Fuck, Diesel's got a video game company. His Riddick game, as I understand it from gamer friends of mine, is so good that almost makes the movie worthwhile. Now, that's a fucking great game, because Chronicles of Riddick was dog squeeze, okay? So, I mean, why not just let him go run off and do XXX video games? Why do you have to kill the fucking character? So, Universal, why do you have to kill the fan base? You're like a multimedia company or something, right? Use your fucking brains. Why not just run off and do Firefly and some other media some other medium for like for a few years and try it again. I mean, let's face it, the future of entertainment in 5 to 10 years, we have no idea what it's going to be. So there's no fucking telling. So why would you do that? Oh, you're fucking morons. Oh, all the morons. I can't fucking stand it. Anyway, so there's my rant about that. Fucking, I'm not even a Joss Whedon acolyte. Why am I spending 15 minutes talking about this shit? I don't know. Well, some other stuff that came up while I was on my sojourn that I'll share with you very quickly. Very startled when I read this from October 10th that, who was it? Let me see if, Sweeney. Who is it? Somebody Sweeney. Anne Sweeney, the president of Disney ABC Television Group. Okay, according to this, she's one of the most, she's not all 50, mind you, but she's one of the 50 most powerful women in business, according to Fortune magazine. Now, here's what she came out and said, and I'm sure you probably saw this, but just let me relate this to you here. So we understand piracy now as a business model. That is a fucking bombshell right there, folks. Okay, that is an amazing statement. Okay, so here we go. It exists to serve a need in the marketplace specifically for consumers who want TV content on demand, and it competes for consumers the same way we do, through high quality, price, and availability, and we don't like the model, but we realize it's effective enough to make piracy a key competitor going forward, and we've created a strategy to address this threat with attractive, easy-to-use ways, easy to use ways for viewers to get the content they want from us legally. In other words, keeping honest people honest. That's a fucking bombshell. That is wonderful. You know what I mean? Because lawsuits are not the way to go, as this article states. I mean, when you look at the fact that, what was it, just recently a judge said that they couldn't have outright access to the person's hard drive. Apparently there's another... there's another lawsuit somewhere in the Midwest, I think, where it's about to get thrown out and like with prejudice, and the RIAA is trying to stop that from happening because it's going to fuck them up. This is the smartest way I've heard to deal with this, and it's exactly the way that I would advise people to look at it. Piracy is just like any other competitor. It just happens to be your content. If you can make, and again, it's like with the cinema, if you can make the experience of paying for something pleasant to the point where the people who actually do want to pay for things will, then they will. Because like I said, there's no on-demand shit. I mean, I don't know if you've tried to BitTorrent something, but it's there for a short time and then it's gone. And then if you don't catch it when it's fresh, you could be pulling down something for 2 weeks. So on demand is a very sketchy thing to talk about when you're talking about downloading stuff off the internet. So yes, I applaud our friend and Sweeney here from Disney ABC. And who knew that Disney, a company associated with Disney, super litigious Disney, who will sue your ass if you, like, put a picture of Mickey Mouse that you drew yourself up onto the bulletin board at your elementary school, you teachers out there. Who knew that they would be smart enough to go, you know what, this is fucked. And they're taking a completely different stance on it, and they're looking at it like it's a business deal that they need to take care of. It's just like any other competitor. Fucking excellent. And along those fucking excellent lines, there is an article that I had saved that I meant to look at a while back. And the guy's name is Steven Speicher? Speicher? I'm not sure. S-P-E-I-C-H-E-R. You know how I am with names. Anyway, he writes a column for Engadget called The Clicker. And it's a great article, which I'll just post and basically tell you the gist of it so you'll go look at it. But basically, it's something that I've said before, which is people think that they have a right to grab this stuff, okay? That they have gotten confused and think that they are, and the entitlement is the word that he uses, and that's a very accurate word, that they are entitled to go steal this stuff. When really the deal is supposed to be, there is an offering between two parties, the person buying and the person who, you know, is selling, and you either, if you're a buyer, you agree to what the seller is offering or not. And if you either buy it or you don't buy it. And stealing it has never been a third option that was really viable. So he talks about the sense of entitlement that people have, and that, and it kind of goes along with what I've been saying, which is, if you got money to spend, spend it on the things, spend it, to use his thing here, you're a buyer, you've got money, right? Find the sellers that are offering product that you want the way that you want it. It's what I've said before, and I won't go on and on and on about it. I can see you cringing. It's like, God damn it, we know, Widge, we know. But you know what I'm saying. So I will give you a link to that in the post so that you can read it, because I think it's actually quite good, and it's food for thought. Also, you may have heard about this. The Boy Scouts have a Respect Copyrights badge, which, you know, if you just think about respect copyright, that's not a bad thing to respect copyright. I don't think it's a bad thing on the surface, but if you look at it, basically you have a, it goes into copyright, right? But it doesn't say anything about fair use, doesn't say anything about public domain, and it doesn't even really explain, you don't have to be able to explain what copyright is or what it means. And that's kind of dangerous when we're in a world in which people have gone copyright berserk. I mean, I saw on Boing Boing, there was, what was it? There was, I want to say there was like a chef, there was like a conglomeration of chefs that were looking at trying to copyright food or something crazy like that. I don't even know, but something if not that stupid, then probably stupider. You know what I'm saying? It's just copyright. There is respecting copyright, and then there's understanding copyright. And sadly, the Boy Scout thing that they've got here doesn't make you understand copyright. In fact, it doesn't even, by to me, if you respect something, you understand it, right? It's not that you, it's not an authoritative thing where you're basically just sitting there going, copyright, omni, 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 we love you, and bowing down and shit. And I'm like, I'm making that we're not worthy move with my arms like you can actually see me. The fuck's wrong with me? Anyway, but you know what I'm saying. To me, if you respect something, part of that is understanding it. And part of that is knowing actually what it is. And the Boy Scouts, I mean, they're run by Mormons anyway. So so anyway, there is that. And lastly, before I let you get out of here, and I can return because the next movie on my list is Reanimator. Yes, the unrated Bonesaw edition, for those of you that are wondering. But basically, this whole Google YouTube thing. Man, that was interesting, wasn't it? Now, what are we seeing? We're seeing YouTube pulling lots and lots of videos. And I'm fine with that. I think that's great. It's what I've said before. Hey, you know, what was it? The first one that I actually saved here was a consortium of Japanese entertainment industry folks. And because of that, YouTube pulled 30,000 videos from its site. So, you know, it's like, fine. You want to cut your... I look at it this way. It's like advertising, right? What was the... I think it was one-third of video viewing on the internet is done through YouTube. Why would you want to cut yourself off from one third of the video viewing public on the internet? Now, here's what I would like to know. And if you find an article that addresses this, I would like to know about it. Is these Japanese industry folks and all these other people that you see that are having their stuff pulled from YouTube, I would like to see if there's any change in sales based on them getting pulled off of YouTube. So, I mean, what I'm saying is, if we really are thinking about this as advertising, and to me, I've seen stuff on, like, here's a perfect example. Jonathan Colton, okay? Great singer. He just did the thing a week where he put out 52 songs, right? A song every week. I had no idea who the hell he was, even though that he works a lot with John Hodgman, and I, you know, I've done some coverage of John Hodgman stuff, areas of my expertise, right? Jonathan Colton. His song, Re Your Brains, right, about zombies. Hilarious song. If you haven't heard it, you should go find it. I think you can listen to it through his website. Hilarious song. So I saw probably on Delicious or on Dig or something, somebody had taken like a, I don't know if it was World of Warcraft or what, but basically had used the video game. I don't remember what you call that, but you know what I'm saying. They basically used the characters in the video game to stage a music video for the song. And the video was, it was all right, but the music was great. I was like, this is great. So they had a link in they gave credit. Here's where we got the song from. So I went to his website, wound up buying one of his albums because I was like, this shit is great. And I need to buy some more of his albums. I pulled up the RSS feed and I've been, you know, singing his praises to whoever will listen. Now that never would have happened if I hadn't seen this fan-made music video that somebody had put on YouTube. So there you go. He made a sale and it cost him nothing. I mean, do you think it really cost him any sales to have that song out there? Did it cost him any money? No. And he got a sale off of it. And I guarantee you, I'm not the only person who bought stuff off of him because of that. So, you know, keep an eye out. I'll keep an eye out as well. We'll meet back here. If you see anybody, you know, reporting that their sales are down as a result of them pulling themselves off of YouTube. And if I were YouTube, or at this point, Google, right, I would do what I said before, which is, you know, I would go out and I would strike deals with these folks and I would find out a way for them to monetize the stuff getting used and I'd make them a little money. And anybody who's being an asshole about it, point them to the people who aren't assholes. Let's give our money to the non-assholes. You know? So anyway, so that's that. I will put links to all that stuff on the post. And as always, let me know what you think at widgesucks@needcoffee.com because I'm pretty much out of here. I'm going to go watch Reanimator and watch Barbara Crampton and what's his face? Jeffrey Combs and a bone saw. Yes. And it's going to be great. And this is be movie number 10 of this weekend. So I had to come and see you guys because I felt bad about missing for a couple of weeks. So anyway, that's it. That's Widget Goes Off for this week. I am Widget Walls and let me know what you think and be sure to keep watching Quick Stop for fun stuff there and stop by and Need Coffee if you have a second. And, yeah, so we'll talk at you later. Be good.